Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees
what's
are
up,
falling
what's up, everybody?
To
welcome
the sound of
Papa Show. Todd Mamoros with you after
you know, I'm trying to please to
the big speech last night. And what were your thoughts? What did you think about it? Did you like it? Did it make sense? I think one of the things that, you know, we have to look at is it looked to me, from my perspective, that that Trump did reach out across the aisle. I think he tried to, make it clear that he is, looking to work together. I think that he made a number of gestures stating those very facts. I thought the the speech was very solid. I thought that there was a lot of good from it. I think that actually it looked like he might have caught a lot of the Democrats kind of off guard. Kind of like they weren't prepared for him to actually say a lot of things he said. But I think that it was a very clear that he wants to work together. I think that that is a something that we all should be concerned of as Americans, is to get the system working together, and enough of the outside separate things. I think that that is something that we can look forward to. I think that the messages were clear that he's going to build the wall. I think the messages are clear. He wants to cut taxes. I think he wants to improve health care. And I do think, and we've talked about it on these airwaves before, that one of the best ways to fix the health care system is to open up the opportunity for all insurance companies to compete in all markets. I think that that is something that, we have... I don't know why it was like that to begin with. Obviously there's probably some laws or some reasons for that. I never understood why they would be that. But again, if you bring in competition, you bring in true price discovery, you bring in true markets, I think that that is something that is terrific. I think that the infrastructure plan is something that could be good, especially if it can be done properly. And I believe that building the military should be something that is also done, because again, you really want to build it. You really want the money to go to waste. In other words, you want to build it so that you don't have to use it. And I think that the talk on getting rid of ISIS and those things, I thought that was very, very good. I did think that, although, as you know, I am a fan, but I did think that the speech was very presidential. I do think that it was a solid speech. And, of course, obviously, depending on what network you tune in, you'll hear it was a terrible speech or it was a great speech. I think it was a good speech. I think it was very well done. I think it was very well thought out. And I believe that, again, I do believe that the olive branch was extended to the other side of the aisle, and of course, they will interpret however they want. I think that Nancy Pelosi is an idiot. I cannot believe how she interpreted that speech. I can't fathom, what she's thinking about and why she believes, what she said. I mean, it was kind of rather a joke. In what she is, is trying to say and accomplish, because it's like she's senile. I mean, I don't know. I just, it seemed to me that she was not even listening, and she kind of had her comments prepared before the speech was even delivered. Again, I think that you have to look at it from a standpoint that, you know, we are a divided nation, and I think the division needs to stop. And again, I think that this is a point in time where we have an opportunity, because our president is really not left nor right. Our president is, in my opinion, a center or a centrist. Our president, in my opinion, is somebody who is simply a businessman that wants to rebuild America by the numbers. And, you know, I hope that we can get this all worked out. I'm very concerned that we're going to spend too much time fighting about nonsense and not enough time about taking care of this great country of ours. And that, I think, is where, you know, you have to at some point, you know, draw the line in what you're trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish. And I think that the line being drawn here now is really rather childish. I'm not saying that everything that the president does is correct, but I am saying that we do need to be in a much better position overall to move forward. So I thought that, you know, many of the key points were hit. I think many of the key items that needed to be discussed were there. And I think that the overall treatment that he received from the other side of the aisle was unjust. And again, I think that here's where I believe the biggest mistake comes in. I believe that the office of the president is obviously more than one man. I think it's the office of, and I think it does deserve the respect. I believe that we have to change some of the things that we're thinking about and what we're doing. I did not like Obama, but I did respect the office and I did respect the decisions, even though I didn't agree with many of them. I think that you have to become a team. And, you know, we don't have to like everybody on our team, but what we do know is that team is going to have to change soon. And that is something that, you know, again, that's why it is the office of the president. And this should be, you know, once it's over, it should be bipartisan. It should be, let's move together. Let's make it happen. And let's not be worried about, you know, which side I'm on. But let's worry about creating a better America and a better country. And that's where I think that, you know, we have the opportunity of a lifetime right now. And I believe that. And I believe that with a businessman in charge, I think we can really accomplish the things we're trying to accomplish. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you a download of The Bubba Show every single day. And, of course, there's also Bubba's Bottom Line that you can get at BubbaTrading.com. It is free. Check it out. We're going to stop by here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And we're obviously looking over at last night's speech. And I thought that the rebuttal, the Democratic rebuttal, was brutal. That's just my opinion. I thought he started out, interestingly enough, and it seemed like he was going to say, hey, we need to work together. These are some issues, but it seemed to me that he was more, once again, critical on Trump. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and debate a couple of the items that I felt that were ridiculous. And I think number one is the Affordable Health Care Act. You know, we do not have affordable health care. We may have health care, but it is not affordable. We have too many people opting out, which makes it even worse, because what makes a health care system work is to have everybody participating and not have people opting out. What makes it work is that you make premiums reasonable enough that, you know, that we can indeed cover pre-existing conditions. And certainly I have no problem with that. I think that the, you know, it's sad that people do have pre-existing and they can't get insured. I do think that something can be worked out to take care of that and to get them in the pool. I think that the problem is that the way that it's done now is the deductibles are so high, the premiums are so high, and of course the lack of competition in the overall insurance field has created ridiculously high prices that nobody can do well and nobody can make money. So I think that was one. I think secondly, the bashing of the undoing of regulations from the guy from Kentucky who's talking about the farmers and those folks down there, the repealing of all these regulations would be better for the people there. The regulations that are in place do not prevent the next meltdown. The regulations in place prevent the small bank, the community bank, the bank that's going to help farmers and small business succeed. So those regulations, you know, are ridiculous. The Dodd-Frank and all the other things, I mean, those are not stopping any of the major calamities or catastrophes that could come out later. And I think that that is totally short-sighted by the ex-governor of Kentucky. I think Kentucky is having one of the biggest struggles now with healthcare. So, you know, when we look at all of these things, you know, again, these should not be issues that should be debate. These should be issues that we need to work out. The small business, the small bank, the ability for small business has been eliminated by the rules and the places and the regulations put down by the Democrats. And again, I'm not making this a party issue. I don't care. I want to see it work out. But I do know that when you make it impossible for people to borrow money, when you make it impossible for things to work smoothly, when you force out of business or don't allow the smaller guy to get in business, you have now created something that is just an overall mess. And if you take in what is supposed to be the Affordable Care Act, okay, it's not really affordable. And that is, if you look at the biggest problems that we have right now, okay, we have a situation that says, hey, we don't have affordable health care. And that is the problem. And until we get that taken care of, and until we put ourselves in a position to have affordable health care, what we're going to have is, again, this ridiculous battle of and getting lousy insurance that you're paying too much for. And I think that becomes, again, the bigger story is you have a bad product that you're paying too much for. Now, again, I can't tell you that, you know, that it's going to get better, but it cannot get any worse than it is right now. because, again, you cannot afford to get sick. I mean, you're basically, all you're getting really is like a catastrophe insurance. And we need insurance for every day. We need to get everybody on the same page, from the insurance companies to the government to the doctors, to say, hey, you know, this is reasonable. But again, you have this ridiculous battle going on that does not allow that to work right now. And that is, I think, where the bigger issue comes in, is by not allowing the markets to work freely. And this goes back to a free market system, which has been basically somewhat eliminated over time by our government. You know, we have to have true free markets are the only way that we can really turn this economy and turn everything around, is to let the markets and things like that price out what we need. And until we get that, we will continue to have many of these struggles. Now, we know that there's always going to be some manipulation versus price, but we need to allow more of the free market system to play out, because at the end of the day, without free markets, you end up with a big mess, because markets themselves, they know how to price themselves out, because they are built on the price discovery model. So the governor from Kentucky, I think you've lost your mind. And of course, you know, you can just do say things like that when you are in, when you're not in office, you're not running for office. And, you know, you can ridicule and put yourself in a position. But I think that he was totally wrong on the facts and wrong on the point. And it's unfortunate, because, again, this is where we need to see better action. We need to have these restrictions lifted, especially for the small business, especially for the farmers in Kentucky, the farmers across the globe, or across the United States, you know, for the small business. These restrictions do no good for anybody. And if you want to continue to create crappy jobs and you want to continue to create garbage, well, then that is the way that you go about doing it, is you have somebody talk about things that God knows what he's thinking when he's talking about it, but he certainly does not understand the banking system and doesn't understand that these regulations have virtually no effect on the big banks, but destroy the little banks. And of course, that is one of the things that we worry about, you know. And then when it comes down to the debt structure, you know, of course, they just want to lift the debt ceiling and forget about everything else. And of course, I go, screw that. Let's make it work. All right. And let's learn how to live within that budget. But of course, that is not something that, you know, they want to get done, because again, they continue to, you know, basically steal money. I mean, again, this is where problems have come, where problems exist and will continue to exist, because we do not have a solid communication as to really what happens. And unfortunately, most of the people that make the decisions at that level have no clue of what's going on. They don't understand the system. Somehow they got elected, but they're idiots. They have no idea of how free markets and business work, and that becomes the problem. And the last thing is to talk about the billionaires and Trump's cabinet. And of course, all these guys gave up great potential jobs, you know, great money, to come and do this for the American people. You would think you would want success there to make America not only great again, but successful again. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, LibertyTalk.fm. Get you a download of the show every single day. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. Mm-hmm. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialati, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And on this exciting day, markets are markets and all things are going on. But what the hell is wrong with the guys like Stockman and Krugman? I mean, is there a reason that we continue to look for damage? Is there a reason we continue to think that the world is coming to an end? I mean... What is it about, you know, the situation that has these guys, you know, trying to fearmonger everybody into the desert? I mean, I find it fascinating that we can't just kind of celebrate and say, hey, we got things are going on good. Let's let them go. And let's try to make them better. I mean, you know, this country has been successful and managed to survive all these years. And one person, I don't think, is going to destroy that. I mean, we do make enough problems of our own. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, come on. I understand markets, right? You who listen to me regularly understand markets. That's fine. We know that markets are going to go up and down. We know the economy is going to go from good to bad, from bad to good, and so on and so forth. That's the way that markets and economies work. But to try to preach the end of the world, I mean, is that not a little bit over the top? Do we really believe that the world is coming to an end? I mean, is it over? Should we go hide in a corner? Certainly, I mean, if it's going to be that bad, who the hell wants to be here? I don't know. I mean, I see this in every industry, and it really irritates me. It really pisses me off that I've had to listen to this dribble. It's bad enough I have to listen to the political crap, which is a joke in its own right. But now I've got to listen to, you know, everybody who wants to, you know, tell you that this is going to happen now. So why is it that, you know, the billionaires in the world are saying, hey, everything's okay, and yet the other guys are saying, no, it's not. So what does that tell you? Now, you know, I'm going to give you the answer in a minute, but think about that for a second. They're making a market. That's all. You like some, like some, don't like, you make a market. But anybody who predicts doom and predicts the end of anything is being just ridiculous, because at the end of the day, you will have plenty of opportunity to move out of this market or this economy if things are going poorly, and you will have every opportunity to get in if it's going to go well. And for those to create that urgency, like the world is over today or the world is going to be great today, are just people that are peddling crap. And I find it to be, you know, first of all, a little annoying, because, again, it's no different than, you know, everybody peddling something. I mean, you know, I get letters every day of people begging for money, you know, from, you know, I am lost in British Columbia, I'm lost in Europe, whatever. I mean, it's no different than any other scam. I mean, do we, you know, this is what scams are built on, is trying to create an artificial image, spoofing something one way or the other to create a reaction. And for my money, I mean, you know, let's not worry about the devastation that may or may not come. Remember, our economy, our personal wealth is basically up to us and our government. Now, we know there's another debt ceiling coming up, and we know that there may indeed be a problem. But so far, they've continued to raise the debt ceiling. Now, hopefully, this time, they will not raise. Hopefully, listen, they'll shut the government down for a little bit. I mean, we can already see Trump's plan. I mean, he's not filling all the jobs. He's trying to cut down the government. He's trying to cut down the number of workers, which is great. And we want to make sure that, you know, we continue to do so. And, you know, I mean, let's cut down spending. Let's quit printing money. I mean, those are things that have created the bigger problems, is the inability to live within one's means. Is that not what causes the troubles all the time anyways? If we do not live within our means, we end up creating a much bigger problem. And I think that should be what should be talked about. That should be what we're working on, is the living within our means, whether the government or whether the individual. That is the key, is to live within your budget. And that is something that, you know, I want to make sure that everybody understands. If everybody would do their thing and we would get away from the excess monetary policies of the Federal Reserve, if we would have the Fed, which they have never done what they were supposed to do, but if the Fed would do what its actually original mandate said that they were supposed to do, which is to be the lender of last resort, if that's all they did, then we wouldn't have a lot of the problem we had. We would have to live within a budget, just like you and I have to do. And that, to me, becomes the problem. And that's the problem. And I'm not an economist. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, I don't even play one on TV. But in simple math, from a simple standard, I could see that if we would just learn to live. And you know what? Maybe we have to cut some fat in the government, right? I mean, we've talked about this before, but there's plenty of places you can cut fat without cutting jobs yet. You know, you can't cut workers, you know, that have been there for a while and that are in, but you can certainly, there are certainly many other areas that we could certainly cut a lot of fat around. And I think that is the bigger problem. And that is why we have the debt ceiling problem. That's why we don't get our budget down, because we continue to allow the Fed to print more money to bail us out of those problems versus cutting back on the spending. You know, we don't have to spend certainly the $4 trillion that the Fed just pissed away. Didn't do any good for the average guy. Now, certainly that $4 trillion could have gone into much better places, but if we would learn to live underneath the... I mean, I don't know why they bother making a budget, to tell you the truth. I mean, if you're going to make a budget, shouldn't you have to live by that budget? Wouldn't that make more sense? We make a budget so that we can exceed it. I mean, that doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense to me either. Now, this is not Trump. This is not Obama. This goes back into the history of people that want to spend, you know, and the minute they think they have an excess and they want to, well, what should we do with all the extra money? Well, I mean, there is no extra money. That's the problem. And until we get to a point where there is not this issue of overspending, there is not this issue of just creating, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands upon jobs that are not worth it. And again, I'm not telling you to go out and fire the people now, but I do know that there's plenty of places where we could still cut a dramatic amount of fat right now, that if we would just do it that way, we'd be a hell of a lot happier. Okay. If we would just go trim, you know, like I said, you could start with the post office. Now, you're not going to fire those people, but you shouldn't be hiring new, number one. Number two, you should be consolidating the buildings and either liquidating the real estate, renting it out, or whatever. And if we have leases, get out of them. I mean, that would be, you know, pretty simple. And if you think about it, you know, we've used this example many times, but, you know, post offices are everywhere. And when's the last time you put it? I can't remember the last time I put something in the mail. Okay. So there's the first step of many. I mean, what about all the vehicles that they have that are worthless, that we don't use anyways? You know, there's a lot of ways to, as they say, skin a cat. There's a lot of ways to do things, but you have to, A, be willing to do that, and B, you know, try to get it done. And, you know, certainly I believe that we can get it done, but we have to have a government that wants to get it done, and we have to make the hard decisions. And the hard decisions shouldn't be that difficult, because there are more government buildings around that are empty that don't need to be in service, because, you know, no longer, as many of the big companies have done, they've gone to having people work from one location. And that's where I think there's a lot of waste. But that's just one area. I mean, there's so many areas. But like I said, a lot of big companies have gone to having people work from home. I mean, you know, again, I just think that there's a lot better ways that we could be spending our money than the way we are now. And I think that is a bigger issue. And hopefully these things will be addressed, because these issues should not become a problem. And that's the way I see it. That's my take. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to LibertyTalk.fm and you can download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, Liberty Talk is the only place you'll need for any of your information. We do a lot of great stuff, programming 24 hours a day. And in the meantime, Bubba's Bottom Line, now available at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to stop out of here for a break, and we'll be right back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And I tell you something. I get, right now, I'm getting about 5 or 6 phone calls a day from funding. Everybody wants to lend me money. Why hell if I know? But this is another warning sign that says to you that there's something going on here that is not exactly kosher. I'm getting, and I don't know, I have not applied for a loan in, I can't remember, at least 10 years. Okay. Now, why am I getting all these calls? How are they getting to my information? Well, you know, this peer-to-peer lending, I believe that they are making a big push to lock in a lot of loans now, because they also believe that something may be happening with the regulations, and that they may run into, you know, they've been able to run roughshod over many customers with this funding because they charge much higher interest rates. I think they're charging somewhere upwards around 10. All right. And this is what happens, I think, when you have emergency lenders or usury lenders that, you know, nope, they can't, somebody can't borrow from anybody else, so they end up going here, and they end up paying very high rates. Now, they're not as bad as the payday loan stores or the title stores, but again, there is issues. But my point is very simple. There's a lot of money out there that's looking for places to go. And what that's really telling me, not only do they want to get the big return from lending people money at you know, higher rates, you know, listen, if a guy's got money or he's really creditworthy, he can go borrow it at 4% and lend out at 10, that's a pretty good spread, right? Playing banker. And that's what a lot of these peer-to-peer lenders are. You see them advertised all the time and all the big stars are out there advertising, you know, oh, if you need money, you know, you need 100,000, you need 50, you need 10,000, whatever you need, you can get it right here. And of course, they don't tell you that the rates are going to be, that you probably can't make enough to overcome the rate you're going to have to pay, but they'll get it to you. So I'm getting all these calls. And what that's telling me is that money is dying to get anywhere away from the stock market that it can. And it's in a lot of these side deals, like the peer-to-peer lending. And again, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's a good concept. And certainly, there's no issue, no problem with it, except that it sends off a warning sign, because I think that there's money that can't wait to come out of the market that is looking for these opportunities. And so in my eyes, in any little bit of a fear, which we haven't had any fear for, I can't tell you how long, but you know, look at the VIX, it's a long time. But to me, it's just saying that there's a lot of money trying to float around and trying to find some alternative investment spots. And, you know, if they can find it, they would be happy to get out of the equity market. And that is something that, again, I'm not against equities. I believe that equity stocks are the greatest investment of all time. Because, again, they're pretty steady. They're liquid, so on and so forth. But there is always issues, and there are always times when markets get hit, they go down. I mean, that's part of, you know, actually just natural market action. I mean, it's not something new that just happened. Markets have always gone up and always gone down. And we will continue to see markets go up and markets go down. But in the meantime, our objective is to, you know, try to put ourselves in the best position, and again, not overinvest in any one asset class. But I would say that most people should be a minimum of, you know, 50-60% in the stock market. You know, and again, I think that, and we're not talking about high flyers. We're not talking about Snap. We're talking about, you know, good solid companies that are going to pay a dividend, that are going to grow on that average of, you know, the average stock market growth is 9% year over year. So let's, you know, look for that. Now, again, they don't always have to do that. It won't be every year. But as long as you have enough assets and you don't have to, you know, worry about selling what you have. And that's the other big thing about markets is too many people invest money they can't afford to invest. And when you're investing what you can't afford to invest, that's what creates the panic or the fear. You have to sell something, either before you want to sell it or because you have to sell it. So you should never be investing dollars that you could need to pay a bill. But again, and that's why I warn everybody, you know, I heard somebody from Goldman Sachs talking on air, and they go, well, you know, we're not even over margin yet. Well, I said, well, margin levels are at record. Margin debt is at record levels. I guess if you don't call it over margin, okay, we're not over margin. You know, who's buying on margin? And there's a lot of independent, small retail traders that are loading up on margin because they missed the entire move. And of course, they're trying to, you know, play catch up, or they have the fear of missing out. And that is something that will create, you know, that's what creates bubbles. Now, you know, I've heard many people say that this is not a bubble. And of course, I say BS. How can it be anything but a bubble? The jobs stink. I heard somebody say how good the jobs were. I go, really? Where are these good jobs at? Okay. Why are we not seeing increase in retail sales and all kinds of increase? If sales are good, then we wouldn't have such a high unemployment. We wouldn't have such a high underemployment. We wouldn't have such a problem with everything else. We wouldn't have such a low GDP. But, you know, everybody wants to hide from the truth. Okay. And we don't want to hide from the truth. The best way to do it, as we all know, is to face the facts and face the truth head on. Because if we face it head on, we have a chance to defeat it. And this is a mistake that has been made by economists since the beginning of time. And that is, they refuse to make a call based on what a market is doing. And of course, they're not calling this a bubble, but, you know, 10 years from now, they'll look back and say, oh, yeah, that was a bubble. Now, like, really, why do we have to wait? Why is it that their methods are, they can't project while we're in them? You know, doesn't it ever make you wonder why an economist can't call what's going on before? We have to wait for years to find out whether or not we had a recession. I mean, again, my personal opinion, is we haven't left that recession yet. Now I see signs that our things are getting better, but again, the overall jobs picture is not very good. You know, we still have too many minimum wage jobs. And of course, as we talked about yesterday, you know, a lot of these places are going to, you know, automated services. All right. Now, you want to go to automated services. What are you doing? You're replacing a job. Now, a good job or bad job, you're getting rid of a job. Somebody's not getting paid. And you're going to see more of this. This is not the end of the story. This is the beginning of the story. You know, many of these large companies throughout the big meltdown learned how to work with less people. And their basic attitude back then was, well, you got a job, you want it, you work harder. All right. Now, you know, we're getting to a point that I think that, you know, companies will start to run more lean and mean, and cut down that payroll. Now, if you get into a good healthcare program and you cut down your payroll, you can now offer better benefits to your help, to your employees. So you can create out of these lemons that I will call them, we can create some lemonade, but we have to do things the right way. And we have to quit hiding from the facts. We have to quit hiding from the truth. The truth is we have a mess. We need to clean up that mess. And if President Trump does what he says he's going to do, then we have a very good chance to clean that mess up and not only drain the swamp, but really put Americans back on their feet and make America great again. Now, America is great today, but it should be greater. It should be better. We shouldn't have some of these issues. But because we have people who hide from the truth, that's where we end up having problems. And, of course, we don't have anyone to have our problems here because this is The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of the show every single day. And, of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And make sure if you want tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock Eastern, I'm doing a webinar, free training on how to build and maintain a long-term portfolio. So check that out. You can email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com or go to the website and sign up for it. In the meantime, we'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.